RTR podcast. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Is this number four?
Yes.
Okay. Number four of season two?
Yes.
Okay.
Because let's see. From our last podcast, 2-3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
3 weeks ago, we are sorry because Wednesdays ago, we had AEW in Charleston, which we attended.
Yep. Well, we had a Halloween one that was right before that.
Yeah.
But it offed our schedule a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah. But then we had the AEW show. Then last week, I was sicker than a dog, couldn't even talk, and I wasn't about to come on a podcast when I couldn't talk at all because it had just been pointless.
And the weekend in between, the Little Bird Man.
Yeah, he was sick. But now we're all better.
Everything's good.
And ready to go, firing all cylinders. And you're in for a good podcast because we're all equally pissed off.
If good is the word, if good
no,
is the word there.
Bird is the word.
Ha. Birdman. Anyways, bad joke.
Where do we start? Should we start let's start with something soft first before we get into our rants of the evening.
Let's give ourselves a little time to let the blood cool before it's like full blown over the top.
I may die of a heart attack tonight with my blood pressure.
You and I might not want to talk after this.
No, I sent you a text earlier today saying no matter what happens, I still love you.
Yeah, but you might not want to do the pod anymore. No. Yeah, see? See?
No,
You're not gonna agree to that one.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Alright. Well,
we may just have to do it from different households. Because I may not be able to see you.
Oh man. Alright. So, Full Gear happened.
Full Gear was a success.
Yeah, we don't need to run down everything that's been going on. We'll hit the highlights. No more CM Punk returns rumors.
Thank God, but we're still going to hear the chants, and you know we are.
Oh, yeah. They've just gotten worse now after this, after everything on backstage. Punk's back, working for Fox, not WWE.
And he let that be known last night.
He's not going to wrestle. And I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with that, too.
If he was going to wrestle, I wouldn't want it to be for WWE anyways.
He's going to be the voice, not to be pun, but he's the voice for the voiceless. Because we all can sit here and rant and rave for our total of 6 listeners, whatever the hell we want to do. But he's going to say what we're all feeling on national TV.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And before. He can't be fired or suspended or show up to TV and say he's not needed.
Yep. He can't be jobbed out, as he put it.
Yes.
So, okay. Where do we go from there? So, those are the two big things. We got those out of the way.
That we have, we have TakeOver.
We have TakeOver.
SummerSlam. Survivor Series this weekend.
That sounds like a good place to start.
Are you ranting already?
No. Let me get up the cards.
Okay.
We'll quickly just do predictions. We don't have to evaluate shit. Just do predictions. That way you get your bit of news. And then we get into the meat and potatoes of the whole thing. Does that sound all right?
Yeah, I'll just go ahead and get NXT. You get Survivor Series. And we'll go from there.
All right.
You have yours.
Should I join it here? No, you go ahead and go.
Okay, we have first match rumored on the card is Pete Dunne versus Damian Priest versus Killian Dane for number one contendership.
I'm gonna say it's Pete Dunne.
Yeah, Pete Dunne. Pete Dunne has been there. Has he got a title? Yeah, he's had a couple title shots.
Not for the NXT title.
Not for the NXT title?
I believe it's been for the North American Championship.
I'm glad to see Damian Priest is, like, in that situation, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because if you followed him like we have through Ring of Honor as Punishment Martinez, he was the perfect big guy. He's the new age big guy. And it's great. And then we have Finn Balor versus Matt Riddle.
Actually, I don't know if that one's still going to be on the card because I think Finn's hurt.
How did Finn get hurt?
I thought I saw that Finn Balor was hurt. I'll double check real quick. If the match is happening, Finn will win, unfortunately, because I want Riddle to win that. But
yeah, because it was supposed to be Gargano, but yeah. but he's nursing a neck injury. He's been pulled from the show, and Matt Riddle's been shoved in his place. So that means, and they're saying this could be one of the best matches of NXT this year.
Oh, yeah.
It could be really good.
Let's see. No, I think it's fine. I don't think,
You think he's good?
I think he's good.
Okay. Next we have the men's War Games. Undisputed Era versus Tommaso Ciampa, Keith Lee, Donovan
Dijakovic.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry. And a to be determined.
So who's that fourth person
going to be? I'm thinking Velveteen Dream. Makes sense for him to come back.
No, he's hurt.
For how long, though?
Good point, but I don't think your first match back is going to be in War Games.
But the pop would be amazing.
Fair.
And he's the person that we need for this Survivor Series. Unless they bring that guy that was from CZW.
I don't know which guy you're talking
about. The guy
about.
That we were talking about that was there when they first invaded Raw. The black guy with the dreads. And we were like, who the hell is this guy? Where's he come from?
That's not Strickland, is it?
Maybe.
Or is he just 205 Live now?
I don't know. I can't remember, but he's from CZW because he tweeted out the other day, he's like, I know what a real cage match is.
I don't know.
It might be Shane Strickland. Yeah, that's him.
Yeah, yep. Isaiah Swerve Scott.
That's it, Swerve.
Yeah, Shane Strickland. Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I think for the sanctity of the next night, I'm going to say it's Undisputed Era.
Yeah. And the final match of the card is the Women's War Games with Shayna Baszler, Io Shirai, Bianca Belair, and a to-be-determined. They announced somebody.
Wait a minute. Who was it? Bianca Belair, Io Shirai, and Shayna Baszler, and a fourth?
Yeah. I know who it is. Man, we did not have our stuff up the
we
code
did,
tonight.
We did not.
We were too worried about our rant today.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it was. Oh, my.
You're right. We did not focus on this.
We're terrible.
We are. We're doing bad.
We're out of sync.
Very bad.
We're out of sync. Oh, it's Sara Lee, the Women's UK.
Oh, Kaylee Ray.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I knew that, too. God.
Man, we're terrible tonight.
Yeah, all right.
Sorry, guys. Versus Rhea Ripley, Candice LeRae, Mia Kim, and Team Kick. No.
Mia Yim.
What did I say? Mia Kim?
Yeah.
Ah.
And
they got a typo
Tegan
on
Knox.
Here. Yeah, they got a typo on here. My bad.
So, my prediction there is the heels win.
To keep, for what reason?
But I've got a big reason.
Okay.
And I don't like it. I don't like it, but I feel like it could happen.
Okay. What you got?
Team Kick ends.
Are you thinking that Dakota Kai turns because she wasn't picked?
Yep. I think Dakota Kai betrays her friend
because she
wasn't picked. And then Team Kick have to have a feud.
Okay. I like that. This is another storyline.
But yeah, so that's why I think the heels win that one too. I think the heels win them both this year. So, shit. What's next? What's next? I have nothing else. That's all on the card. Okay.
So that means we're going to get lengthy War Games matches.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't think I'd do them back to back. I think I'd start one at the beginning and one at the end.
Yeah, I would do that too.
Because you got to have them calm down matches.
Yeah.
You know?
Kind of, but at the same time, I would be...
Yeah, but what I'd do your men's early, here's my reasoning, do the men's early because out of all the men that are in the War Games match are also in key matches of Survivor Series. So if they do get some bumps and bruises, they have time to heal.
Yeah, but that's only a couple of hours. But I get it, but we'll get to that. We'll get to that.
What's that got to do with any of our rants?
But no. I mean, it's about this part.
Oh, okay. Part. Sorry.
So are you ready for Survivor Series?
Yeah, let's go.
NXT Cruiserweight Championship match, Lio Rush versus Angel Garza.
Is it going to be on the main pre-show?
Probably pre-show.
I like Angel Garza.
I think this will be a big showcase for him, but I think this is where I think Lio still keeps it because he's just got it, so I don't foresee him losing it that early. So, yeah. Let's see. I'm gonna kind of turn this up a little bit, maybe. Okay. See if I can get a little bit of volume and some gain more in here because our audio levels are looking kind of low in comparison to
all the other times when we're blowing off the charts.
Pretty much. Okay. I don't know if it's just
might just be how we have it set up tonight.
Yeah.
It's closer to me than it is you tonight.
Yeah, so that you don't sound as far away.
I do sound very, very far away.
But it's also, I have a very resonant voice, so if the mic's closer to me, it's going to make me sound
It's not resonant, it's just loud. Don't let him use big words to fool us.
Yeah, okay. Anyways, NXT Championship. Adam Cole versus the winner of that number one contenders match.
Also,
yeah, it's the next night.
So I have a
question. All three major titles are defended.
Why did they
do it this way?
Why did they skip the triple threat of champion versus champion versus champion?
I don't know, but we ended up changing that. So I think it's because they're tired of booking themselves in a fucking corner.
Because
I hate to say it that way, because you did that with Seth and Bray how many times? Do you really want to make Adam Cole and the week that he had last week look like nothing? Do you want to make The Fiend look like nothing?
And you most certainly know you ain't going to let Brock look that way.
Yeah, exactly. So,
I understand that now. It makes sense, but don't advertise it early and then switch it.
I don't know if it was an official advertisement.
Or did somebody just make that?
I think someone made it.
Ah.
But so many people caught on to it so quickly. But anyways, we've got, let me see, going back to the card, come on, computer. All right, we have the Women's Survivor Series Elimination Match.
The Triple Threat?
Team Raw,
yeah.
Charlotte, Natalya, the Kabuki Warriors, and Sarah Logan.
What?
Yeah.
What a weird throw-in.
I know, right?
She hasn't been on TV for months.
I know, right?
And she just got a fresh tattoo. She can't do back bumps.
Versus Team SmackDown, Sasha Banks, Carmella, Dana Brooke, Lacey Evans, and Nikki Cross. Versus Team NXT.
Who's on it?
Exactly.
No one knows.
No one knows. Same with the men. Now, this is genius. Because the strategy, I'm sure, is you don't know who we're gonna throw at you.
So you can't prepare.
So you can't prepare. When in reality is they're gonna find out who's injured after the War Game matches and say, okay, it'll be you five.
Yeah.
Because you're not hurt.
Yeah.
It's the same thing that they did with the men's. That's why I said we'd get to this, because the men's team is unannounced too.
Is it me, or should I just thrown a takeover last weekend?
Yeah.
But don't do it back to back.
It was poorly scheduled. Except for
Survivor Series. All your other major shows, when you do a takeover, you can do it the same weekend. But when you have the same people who are not big like everyone else on the main roster, quotation marks, you're making them go back to back. And they are the least people that are prepared, because Monday Night Raw people, they had from Monday to Sunday. Well, NXT was on there. They're going to be on Friday.
And then
they had Wednesday. They got Wednesday.
Well, wait, is TakeOver Friday?
No, TakeOver Saturday, but yeah, SmackDown's Friday.
Oh, yeah.
So they got Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yep. NXT's going to prove why they're the best brand.
If they don't come out on top, then that's some bullshit.
Yep. I agree. But, yeah. We'll move on. Oh, wait. We didn't pick who was going to win. In that women's match.
It's hard to judge without knowing who's Team NXT.
I'm going Team NXT already. I don't even care. Here's one of the biggest reasons, okay? Charlotte Flair, Natalya, the Kabuki Warriors, and Sarah Logan. Three of those people were on Raw before the draft, which has been a month.
Yeah.
Team SmackDown. Sasha Banks, Carmella, Dana Brooke, Lacey Evans, and Nikki Cross. Weren't four of those five Raw talents?
Yeah.
Yeah, so who gives a shit about them? NXT people have been NXT. So, they're okay. The more cohesive unit. They know each other better.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
That's who I'd root for.
You're right, yeah.
Now, men's Survivor Series elimination match. Team Raw, Seth Rollins, Kevin Owens, Randy Orton, Drew McIntyre, and Ricochet versus Team SmackDown, Roman Reigns, King Corbin, Mustafa Ali, because he got his fucking first name back, thank God, but then Shorty G and Braun Strowman versus Team NXT.
Well, you know Undisputed Era is not going to be on Team NXT.
Why?
They're all in matches.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Fair.
I think I have a feeling I know who's going to be... One person that's going to be on there.
Who?
Don't hate me for it. It's just rumors that I've seen. Triple H is going
to
be on Team
no,
NXT.
No, yep. He doesn't want to.
Are you sure?
Yeah. He's even been trying to shoot down... From reports, he's been trying to shoot down that because he says if he's on Team NXT, then it's all about him. It's not about NXT.
Because everything I've read, I've seen that Creative wants him.
They do, but he's been trying to...
Because if you're going to do that, why don't you just throw Shawn Michaels in
there? That's the whole point, is that then it becomes about him and not about NXT.
That's true.
And so he doesn't want that to happen.
Good. I mean, I'm glad he's... fighting for that.
Yeah.
He's not making it about
him. He's got a good mind for the business, as you've been able to tell when he does stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't know. That Raw team looks pretty good.
I got a big sneaking suspicion of something.
What?
Go
ahead.
No, I want to hear what your pick is.
I'm going to go Team Raw.
Okay.
Okay, you're going with NXT, but why?
Because... Kevin Owens is a traitor and goes back to NXT.
You know what?
And then when everyone's like, oh, we're so happy, Kevin just conveniently lets the Undisputed Era forget, I know you jumped me, and gets close to him like he did with Sammy, and then just straight turns on Adam Cole and sets up them for the NXT title later on. Future stories developing.
Yeah.
But I think because they are not using Kevin Owens any way they should be using it.
Is this... So, see, I didn't catch all of Raw, because right. I could care less. Not saying that. But, it's not there for me. I did catch the part where Triple H used his reverse psychology. Like, no one wants you here, Kevin. Yeah. No one cares about you. And I totally let that slip my mind. So... Yeah. And Kevin Owens is that kind of guy I can see that goes back to NXT.
It would be huge.
It would be. Bring back what made you famous.
Yep.
I would love for Sami Zayn to come back and stop being a mouthpiece for Shinsuke.
Well, I've been hearing some reports on that.
He's going to leave?
No. He is still dealing with some shoulder troubles, but he's also looking into the realm of maybe transitioning to manager.
Just because of injuries?
Yeah.
Was he hurt a lot in Ring of Honor and stuff, or did he just get these injuries here?
I think wear and tear just started on him in NXT.
How old is Sammy? You know by any chance?
Not right off the top of my head. Mid-30s,
probably?
I
feel like he's been doing it forever. Or is that just me?
I don't know. I'll look it up, though. We've got the technology right here.
Well, you know,
he's 35.
Okay, so mid-30s. I was right. But, I mean, it just feels like he's been in the business forever.
Right.
So that's why it makes it feel like he's been there longer.
Right.
I think he'd be a good manager, but I don't know. It's because everyone's known him as Saving Orphans in Mexico and then now as Sami Zayn, and no one can forget the NXT arrival match of him and Cesaro. Oh, my God. When Sammy used to jump through the turnbuckles.
Yeah.
Cesaro caught him with the uppercut. I'll never forget that. So good. And I had it on freaking shitty-ass internet, and it kept buffering every 5 seconds. But, yeah, I kind of agree with you with the NXT thing, with Kevin Owens turning.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, so you are saying Team Raw, though?
Yes, right. Team Raw, sorry.
Right. And I'm going Team NXT. All right, Men's Tag Team Champions. The Viking Raiders versus the New Day versus Undisputed Era.
Do not care.
Why?
Why?
Yeah, why don't you care?
We almost had a full takeover match. And the New Day had to win the titles.
Well, that's the whole reason.
But, I mean, we're getting Wednesday. We're getting Undisputed.
Well, I think I told you that in a phone conversation.
Probably. But I know tonight we're getting the Revival versus Undisputed Era.
They're not going to win a bit.
No.
You mean tonight.
The match is tonight, as we're recording this on Wednesday before NXT and AEW.
Yeah.
But that's supposed to happen tonight. So, I mean, we kind of still get the match. But you almost had a full NXT, like, match. Everyone but Kofi's been in NXT.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. I think it'd been better with the Revival.
Yeah, but it felt too NXT.
Maybe.
Which is why...
I have other reasons, but I want to tell you off air.
Okay, which is why...
I'll text it to you. Got your phone?
New Day's going to win it.
You think so?
You know why?
Why? Versus Xavier Woods.
There's a former WWE champion that's one half of the tag team champions on SmackDown.
Okay.
The WWE champion stays strong against tags in these situations and against NXT guys. Which I know they're their own respective third brand now, but yeah. New Day wins.
Gotcha.
Who do you pick? Yeah, you have to pick.
Undisputed. Undisputed Era.
Okay.
Depending on how beat up they are.
Mid-card champions. AJ Styles versus Shinsuke Nakamura versus Roderick Strong.
Match of the night.
Probably good chance of that, yeah.
Match of the night, easily.
You know, we didn't pick who was going to win in the Adam Cole match for the NXT title.
Adam Cole.
Yeah, I think it's going to be either way.
I think
it's
going to set up for later in the night somehow.
Yeah.
But, that's a tough one to pick. I mean, the OC is going to come out there, and then the Undisputed Era is going to come out there, and then you got Sami Zayn coming out to help Shinsuke. unless we get Kushida to come out and help Shinsuke.
I was trying to think if there is an actual link other than New Japan between those two.
Was Kushida in Chaos or anything?
I want to say that I thought he was, but...
But they're not going to tell that on WWE
TV. Yeah, they're not going to do that. I mean, I'm picking Roddy, but he's going to sneak it. He's going to sneak it out.
I'm going to pull a wild card and say Shinsuke. All
right.
Just pulling a wild one out of my ass.
All right. Well, you know what happens.
What?
If Shinsuke wins.
What?
He becomes the champion.
Of champions?
Of Strong Styles.
Ah, that would be great. That's great.
Yeah. I can't take credit for that one. He posted that one himself.
That's clever.
And he's like, King of Strong Styles. And it was like, all right. Women's champions, Becky Lynch, Bayley, Shayna Baszler.
God. Nothing against the women, but I want Shayna Baszler to be beat their faces in.
Who do you want her to beat?
Karen.
Nope, not me. I
want her to beat Becky to bring her off that pedestal. I know if you go back in April when we did this podcast, we were all for like, yeah, let the man win. But
we're not turning on her.
We're being typical fans that have had it shoved down our throat.
That's what the problem is. We're not turning on her. I like Becky. I like programs with Becky. I think Becky can go, and I think when Becky's allowed to be herself, she's even better. But we had to do the whole relationship angle thing.
Yeah.
Then up until maybe in the last couple weeks, Becky's been this programmable robot of a person.
She's being a Seth with a vagina.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's Seth has a vagina.
It's straightforward. That's what it's being. I'm not being, you know, negative or sexist or anything like that. It's just she's being a Seth with a vagina.
Yeah, so there's no big difference
they
there.
They are a company couple robot.
Yes.
They're CCR.
Yep.
And not the good CCR.
So, yeah. So, I want Shayna to pass Becky out. Becky won't tap, making Becky still look strong, but Becky passes out.
Woo! That's an idea.
What?
If you ever wanted a setup for the Four Horsemen versus the Four Horsewomen, this is your chance.
Well, yeah.
But Ronda said, I retire on Total Divas.
Yep.
But here's your chance for a one-off.
Yeah.
Use it, you sons of bitches.
Yeah. That might have passed, but yeah, I'm going Shayna.
Yeah, I'm going Shayna.
Universal Championship, The Fiend versus Daniel Bryan.
The Fiend?
Yep.
Why would you take it off of him?
We don't even have to talk anymore.
Why would you take it off of him? Why would you even put Daniel Bryan in that position? I know he's did him wrong in the past.
You okay with the blue belt?
Sorry for the coughing. Yes, I am. I know it's because it's on SmackDown.
I hope.
It's a lot easier on the eyes.
I hope The Fiend has a different title.
I want that Fiend belt that was surfaced on Twitter.
Yeah.
The tan copper looking with the barbed wire going
around
it.
I want Bray Wyatt to have the blue, but then when The Fiend's there,
The Fiend gets
different.
His own.
Yeah.
I don't care much for the side plates.
Yeah, well.
The mask. It's just, I think you should have did it like how you do the Fiend lettering.
Yeah.
On the side plates, not the face itself, because then it just kind of takes away from the mystique of it.
I agree. All right. And then finally, the WWE Championship. Brock Lesnar versus Rey Mysterio. No holds barred. No disqualification.
Oh, can this circle into our first rant of the night from our conversation we had through messages last night?
Yeah, maybe.
It can.
All right. All right, so we're starting the rants with the end of this, right?
Yes.
We're just bleeding the segment over. Okay. All right, let's do it.
You ready? I'm going Brock.
All right.
Because, and then this is going to be BJ's rebuttal on this. I'm going Brock because Cain Velasquez is hurt, so there's going to be no interference there. Unless you have Dominic come up and low blow the shit out of him, it's going to be Brock. And yeah, would it be a good moment for Ray to do it? And I know this is an entertainment aspect, but is it believable?
All right.
I told you it was going right into
you
it.
You set it off. All right.
You like how I did that.
Yeah. So first and foremost, I'm glad that we kind of positioned ourselves this way because...
I fucking did it.
No. I don't mean in structure of that. I mean structure of the podcast layout. Because I was going to move the mic when we got to this segment anyways, closer to you. Because I knew my voice was about to get louder. So let's just say straight up... This is gonna take a lot, but I'm gonna go ahead and tell you my pick. Rey fucking Mysterio.
You would.
Only because I want him. In practicality, it'll probably be Lesnar.
I want him secretly.
No, but it's not believable.
We're already going to start arguing.
I want a lot of reasons for Rey, but it is growing. My number two reason right now is just for the whole fucking argument of disbelief. here we go.
Anybody got alcohol? Drugs, maybe?
So, if you haven't watched Impact Wrestling this week, spoilers. Tessa Blanchard beat Brian Cage to become the number one contender for Sami Callihan's Impact World Championship at, what is it, Hard to Kill?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I have been seeing this for like 3 months now.
Yeah.
I've been like talking about it in our conversations. I saw the writing on the wall.
You noticed it since the cage match with her and Sammy.
They had a cage match?
Yeah. No, Brian Cage.
Did they have a last person standing match or something like that?
No, it was just
a no DQ.
Since then,
I knew where we were going. And I have been ready fucking for it. And other people have not. Other people, including one person across the table from me.
It would be
now,
me.
Now, hold on.
It should have been me.
Now, let me explain. We have difference of opinions, but not because of other things. Not because of some of the reasons I'm going to talk about. I'll give you a chance to talk your reason, and we'll establish our differences there. But I'm going to get the big elephant out of the room right now. One of those big reasons is misogyny. Also.
Buzzword.
Also, we've already talked, Lynn, so this doesn't go directly towards you. But it does. But for other people that also think this is a buzzword, then you need to think about your language and how you interpret it. Because if you take words as buzzwords leaning towards a political agenda that's not your own, I think it has more to say about those people and you thinking words have to be politically based and charged than it does those words in general. Misogyny is not a trigger word. Misogyny is a word that's in the English dictionary, like all other words in the English dictionary. And misogyny means, well, you are not a big fan of female aspects of things. You find them to be more in a minority. It is very much borderline, if not almost exactly, a sexist. Now, I understand that is not the Birdman's reason.
Yes.
But as we start to get into this, I want to turn my argument into your reasoning. Okay?
Okay.
I'm gonna kind of use that. So first and foremost, I'm fucking ecstatic that Tessa's number one contender. I can't wait for her to win the Impact World title. I think she's great. No one has denied that she's great. Even me.
Huh? I haven't said she wasn't great.
Right, exactly. Now, explain your thought there, because it tied into Rey Mysterio winning the belt, and now it ties into her as well.
What, you just want me to be a puppet and say, it's not believable?
Bingo. That's exactly what I wanted, and you did it. So thank you.
Oh, he's got me by the strings. I'm a corporate stooge. No.
All right. So it's not fucking believable. Okay. All right. So you don't think Rey Mysterio, this is blending the lines here. We're just blending those segments, right?
Okay.
You don't think Rey Mysterio winning the world title against Brock Lesnar is believable?
Let me say this now. If you would ask me 7-8 years ago, before I got into what we're doing now.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, I think it's believable.
Okay, okay, whoa, whoa, whoa.
I know.
So back in the day, you thought Rey Mysterio winning the world title was believable?
I didn't know anything about wrestling either. I went for the underdog.
Okay, so you were more in it for the story than the aspect.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so what's changed?
As a typical Mark would do.
Yeah. Okay.
Fuck yourself.
We'll get into that later too. That's the second rant. But let's talk.
Okay.
So you were into the story.
Yeah.
You were captivated. You were sold on that. So now what's changed that now you're into believability?
I know it's all scripted.
Okay.
It's all predetermined.
Okay.
So what?
You're only feeding them to my side of this. So why are you saying that Rey winning is unbelievable?
Listen.
All right.
If I can get a word in, please.
Yeah, go for it. Go for it. I'm sorry.
But when we had this discussion last night through text message, it's hard to understand what each other was trying to say. I'm not siding with you one bit. I'm just saying that my point of view wasn't as far-fetched as what you were thinking it was through text messages.
Okay.
My theory is, first I'm going to cover my ass real fast. Whatever comes out of my mouth on this segment, one, I'm not racist. Two, I'm not sexist. And three, if you want to be whatever what you want to be, go for it. It ain't my fucking deal if you are or not. Whatever. So, therefore...
All right. Now, this already sounds like I'm over here in the corner now being like, I don't know what's about to come out of your fucking mouth.
Bite ball.
We about to have our first fucking edit on this podcast.
What I'm saying is, women have a women's championship. I am not categorizing women into their own specific column. That's okay. But if you make a world title... Granted, they're the only ones doing this. Impact is the only ones doing this as of right now. That puts
minus Lucha Underground.
Well, yeah. This puts more eyes on them.
Okay.
Because no one else is doing that. So that's going to trigger people to watch that and see what happens. Two, if you have a woman win your world title, in my eyes, it kind of downgrades all your top talent, per se. Not as she's a woman. But us fans who know Tessa's going to leave for AEW, probably more than likely, why would you... I mean, yeah, you're just going to spike viewers for just that short stint of time. But why downgrade Sami Callihan, who's did an awesome job at being a heel?
But it doesn't.
But it kind of does.
But it doesn't.
It makes him look like he lost to a woman.
And when, what's the problem with that?
The problem is you have a muscle bound dickhead of Brian Cage which they put on awesome matches.
Now hold on. All right, I'm gonna cut you off because I know where you're heading. This is where this bullshit's going.
It's not heading where Lynn said it was.
Doesn't matter. So first and foremost, no one has ever stated that a world title is a men's world title. Because there has been no women's world title.
Okay.
There's a women's championship.
Okay.
So women have been pigeonholed into a division the entire time, not the men, and not separated.
I agree with you.
There's no women's intercontinental or women's... There's women's tag team now.
Yeah.
But there's no mid-card women's title because everyone... in the existence of a women's championship has treated it as such.
But what would you call your women's mid-card title then?
Huh?
What would your women's
mid-card? Well, the Raw, women's Raw or women's SmackDown would be the women's world and women's universal championship.
But that still makes it a prestigious championship. That's not a mid-card title.
All right. But then you have mid-card titles for the women.
But what would you do? Like, what would you call
it? You could call it the women's intercontinental.
They have basically made the women's tag title a mid-card title when they just throw teams the fucking together.
I get that, but that's a bigger issue. That's not because of a women's division.
I know that.
That's because of depth of a women's roster and creative having piss poor decisions. But let me explain. So women have been the only one pigeonholed in this division.
Okay.
And I get, historically, from a historic background of wrestling, you have had limited female competitors.
Yes.
We have more female competitors now than we ever have. And the ability of them are dramatically, like, for the one person you'd have on a roster who could super work compared to all the other ones that were kind of there for eye candy, it's pretty much the opposite now.
Okay.
Okay? You got very few that are just there as eye candy, if any.
Okay.
Depending on where you're at. So, that's only going to increase in growth.
Uh-huh.
You're eventually going to have just as many women as men. It might not be in 10 years, but give it 20, 25 years, especially now with the women's... You're going to have just as many women out there as men. And you have that in other promotions. There are some promotions that are just women's wrestling.
Wow, Shimmer.
Stardom. Yeah, like,
yes.
But what I'm saying is, that's getting more mainstream too. So, they're going to come over. NXT's got a bunch of them now. Like, it's going to get to the point where there's just as many.
Yeah.
Okay? So, you got to start growing that more as that comes. Now, if they make a women's world title and stuff like that, I'm completely fine with it. But until that's specified, this is going back to history. Things changed in the 90s.
Well, I'm not saying they haven't.
No. I'm saying things changed in the 90s when it came to the world title. And let me explain why. Because there were weight classes and divisions. Not as many as like the UFC has, but you had your lighter weight guys going for the cruiserweight title or the light heavyweight championship.
The European championship.
The European championships were smaller people.
Yeah. They were categorized.
Your intercontinentals were a blend of both, but mainly heading up to your
mid-card guys.
But they were heading to your main eventers.
Yes.
Just because traditionally, well, first there was a weight requirement.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was no weight requirement. It was just traditionally that bigger guys were in the world title picture.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that started to change. Now, in WCW, it changed terrible ways. Like, we got, like, fucking David Arquette. But, you know, I'm not lumping them together for the same reason, and I'm not blaming David Arquette anymore for that. That was just a booking decision that wasn't great.
Bro, it was a great idea.
But you get people like Rey Mysterio.
Yeah.
Who wins it. That changes things. Because now smaller guys can win it. Now look at your rosters. From when Rey won it then to like now. And I know I'm a portly person, so I have weight on me. But some of the weights of these guys, then, at the time when Ray first won it, to now, are in a lot of ways are dramatically different. Finn Balor, under 200 pounds.
Isn't Seth Rollins like a few pounds away from 205?
Seth pounds is like 15 pounds away. I think he's like 220. Daniel Bryan is the height of a cruiserweight, which is also my height. So, but there's more people that are shorter that are wrestling. You will pigeonhole men into categories if you start making it weight-based. And then you will stagnate. So if you don't want to pigeonhole based on weight, and you've never specifically said it's the men's world title, then the world title is open for any competitor that's willing to have a match anywhere. I know WWE doesn't like to touch much on the intergender stuff, but theoretically, there would be nothing stopping Becky Lynch from going after the Universal title.
Would you like it?
Would I like it right now? No.
Okay, why?
Why wouldn't I like it right now?
Yeah.
It, like, for Becky Lynch to go after it? If it had been Becky Lynch after Mania. If she'd been Becky two belts and the very next night said, let me make it a third, and had her and Seth in a legitimate matchup for the Universal title, whether she won or lost, I'd have been all about it. I'd have been like, fuck, you can't stop the momentum here. Let's see what happens.
So about Charlotte?
If it would be Charlotte, it all depends. For me, it all depends on the situation. Do I think that Charlotte could compete in a match of that caliber? Yeah, I see her do it with the women's matches. I hold those women's matches, especially in the bigger moments, with the same regards as I do the men already.
Well, as do I. But it's...
But here's where I want to take this back over to Tessa.
Okay.
The way she won.
Yes.
Where anyone's like, oh, she beat Brian Cage and he's this big muscle-bound dude. She countered his finisher and used the leverage from it to get a three count. She didn't outpower him. She didn't outmove him. Well, I mean, the counter, yeah, she outmoved him. But she didn't show up with strength and, like, lift Brian Cage.
Yeah.
She beat him by countering his finisher, which happens all the time. What would have been the difference if she tripped him up and schoolboyed him? You would have been like, oh, lucky win. This one still might have caught him off guard to be one.
It made it look more believable.
Believable. And that is my key word. Believable. We didn't think Rey Mysterio is believable to beat Brock Lesnar. Well, theoretically, no one in the WWE whose name isn't Cain Velasquez should be able to beat Brock Lesnar because he's a UFC, former UFC heavyweight champion. So the fact that Seth Rollins has done it, what, three times?
Yeah.
Is bullshit.
Isn't Roman Reigns beating him like three times?
Yeah. Guess what? I'll give you an argument there. Roman Reigns is a bigger dude.
He is a bigger dude.
Is he more believable than Seth? Absolutely, if we're going to go that route.
He's Samoan.
But it's bullshit that anyone does. Okay? But that's what it is. It's predetermined. It's scripted. We're okay with demons. We're okay with split personality monsters like Bray and the Fiend. We're okay with dead men like The Undertaker.
That's a trigger word, you motherfucker.
We're there.
You know that's a fucking trigger.
We're okay with all this shit. We're okay with this, even though it's not believable, it's believable enough. It's a
story.
But God forbid a woman be the number one contender for the world title.
But you know something? We could sit here and get red-assed about it all night long. But listen. We could sit here and get red-assed all about it all night long.
Right.
But we don't even know if she's going to win it or not.
All right. Now, here's a bold prediction. She will. But I have something, and this isn't me. This is me thinking in a business sense, okay? Now, take this with a grain of salt. Don't think this mars my judgment on how I feel about women versus men.
Okay.
Because it doesn't change anything. But I think from a business perspective, you have people that are misogynistic, that are like, oh, this is fucking garbage. You have people who say this is unbelievable. Okay?
Okay.
Now, you're never going to win over the misogynistic fans.
No, you're not.
Absolutely not. Okay? If you don't counter off a finisher, you probably might not get the people who are saying it's unbelievable, even though in this day and age, I don't think that's the case. By the way, full disclosure, I truly feel there are a lot of fucking women, not just wrestlers. There are a lot of women on this planet that can kick men's ass all the time. You don't have to be muscle bound. Even if you are muscle bound, women can kick your ass because it's not all about your strength to make you a better competitor or fighter.
You think I'm going around fucking around with Maria Manic? Hell no, that bitch whooped my ass.
Well, I'm not just saying like her. I'm just saying in general, I have always looked at women to be as equal in those regards in a fight as a man. So, and that might be the big difference, is traditionally, that's not been portrayed that way. So generations before us are predispositioned to think that that's not the case. Right?
Yeah.
But it very much is, in my opinion, and so that's why I have no problems with it. Now back to this. Back to the booking. Okay?
Okay.
If I were a booker, this isn't me to discredit anything that anyone's done.
Okay.
I would turn the match between her and Sami Callihan into no DQ.
Why? So you have OVE?
So she overcomes all the odds with OVE and everything, but not only to appease, not only to make the moment even bigger, right? Okay. But for these people, it's not believable. Okay.
Okay.
She takes out Sami Callihan with the bat and pins him. Just took your argument away.
No, you didn't take my argument away. I mean,
she catches him off guard, shot right to the head.
She pins him. She uses the open opportunity, much how Eddie or anybody else would.
Let me paint another picture for you. Okay. This is all theoretical booking. Okay. She does that to win the title.
Okay.
Okay. Well, guess what? Believable.
Okay.
Once you're the champ, they have to take the title from you. You don't have to outperform them. Turn full heel. Cheat. Do whatever you gotta do to hold on to the belt. Ric Flair that bitch.
So, but if she has to have the title, if she cheats and all that stuff.
Let me explain what it does. It takes the fans who were supportive of her and wanted to see her get that belt.
Hate her.
No. Like, I'm talking marks. Okay. Like us.
Okay.
All right. I'm supportive of it, right? I'm okay. Like, oh, that's fucking awesome. Yeah, hold on to that belt, Tessa. And every fan who wasn't hates her even more and just fuels the fire of the heel.
Okay, but my argument to that is if she cheats every which way.
I'm not saying necessarily you have to do that. I'm just saying it's an option.
I understand. We're hypothetically speaking. Yeah. But what I'm saying is if she cheats to keep, no matter what, to hold that belt and stuff, does that kind of take away from her being like, yeah, I'm a woman, I want it, but now I'm cheating all the time to keep this belt? Do you see what I'm saying? Does it kind of downgrade her of being a woman that she has to cheat every time to keep holding that belt?
I don't think so.
But, I mean, that's just the way I'm thinking. I mean,
I see that perspective, but I don't think so. You maybe then give her a few matches where she's defending it fairly and then start that route.
Okay.
Because here's the other thing. As you said with prediction of her leaving and going to AEW, you don't want to send a good person leaving for no reason. Now, if it's OVE completely taking her out, I get it. But if it's not that, then she needs to be the villain that gets dealt with and goes out on her back.
Okay.
Rather than a hero's exit, it's a nah, 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 hey, hey, goodbye.
Well, one thing I can say about this whole thing is all those guys that were in that elimination match, even though they knew a woman was going to end up winning that match, they still put on
a hell of a match. Yep.
Like, just that bout against Moose and Rich Swann, it felt like it went 15 minutes.
Yep.
And it was damn good. So, I mean, all respect for them guys. You know, they're like, man, really? Like, really? We should be these top guys doing this. But they're letting a woman do it? They're like, whatever. We're still going to put on a hell of a show. We're still going to do this.
They're not taking... The workers in the back are the family, and they're all supportive of it, so...
You take care of the family.
Why the hell shouldn't the fans be?
Yeah. Because you have such a diverse fan base. You have a I'm going to leave my mind open. Whatever happens, happens. Then you have, I'm an old school fan. I don't like change.
But
and I am stuck.
There's something else that...
In the middle, kind of. I think about it.
There's something else that one of our own admins, Hater Headlocks, Alan, said. Now, I don't agree with everything in his...
His wheelhouse. His,
I don't agree with everything that he had stated for his viewpoint. Because descriptions are a little off for me. But he is just happy that the Impact fans are happy and that there's a place for all types of wrestling to be around right now.
That's true.
Because Impact is doing its own thing with this and people like it. But that isn't what you have to do in New Japan or in WWE or in AEW. It's when the time comes. Even Mr. Controversy as of this week, Cornette.
Yeah.
Said if he had someone like Tessa, he would build the brand around her. It wasn't that he was discrediting that there shouldn't be a women's champion. He was basically making a comparison that there's not enough Charlottes and Tessas and Beckys to be overdoing that. But if he had a talent like Tessa or something, he would build a brand around it. And that's fair.
That's big coming from him, to be honest.
But that's exactly what I said. So in 20, 25 years' time, that will be, it's not an if, it will be more common for this type of scenario to happen. And so people who can't accept change slowly are going to fade away from wrestling because it's going to change, as everything that grows does.
Is there anything wrong with that?
What?
Letting them fade away?
It depends. You're going to have some of the cranky grandpas holding on.
Oh, but see, the thing is, Arn Anderson put it in such a good perspective.
Okay.
Him and Conrad talked about the whole Tessa thing, okay?
Yeah.
And Conrad and Tony Schiavone have also talked about it. Neither one of them guys liked the idea of Tessa winning. Neither one of them did. But the way Arn put it was, he said, I'm an old school guy, but I'm subjected to change. He said, I am not in this old school bubble as like a Cornette is. He said, I've been in such a diverse company for decades, I'm used to change and I'm open to change.
Yeah.
But Cornette is not up for changing his ways.
Right.
And I totally agreed with him. And I kind of seen, like, you can hate on Cornette. And someone write this down, because you'll never hear this come out of my mouth again. Cornette doesn't want to change. But in a way, he likes what he likes. And that's how all of us fans are. We like what we like. If no one likes what we like, then we kind of shit on them.
And that perspective has to change a little bit. It's like the whole discussion that came up because of this last night and turned into
a full-on war for like 15, 20 minutes, and I just went to bed.
I'm going to say a verbal war, not an actual feelings invoked,
we could hate you. We could have last night.
Anyone could have, but it's one of those things where, like, How do I explain it? People can like what they want to like, and that's fine. But some people want to know why you don't like things. Or if you don't like it and you want to comment on it, you have to leave yourself open.
For change.
Well, you have to leave yourself open for explanation.
Yeah.
It's like I said, when Alan told me, we were all in a chat, and when Alan told me how he felt.
Yeah.
I did not agree with him. There are some things about it that I definitely could have, like, taken offense to. And there have been times that I have. But, okay, that's your viewpoint. I'm going to tell you I don't agree with it, and here's why. But, at the end of the day, Alan said, well, I'm glad there's a place for everybody who likes that kind of stuff, that they can go to it. I'm just happy for that. And it's like, that's truth. So, like, you know, Rob doesn't like certain things. Rob
hates a double stomp in the corner.
Yes.
And rolls his eyes every time.
Yep.
When I see one being set up, I look at Rob and he's just like, oh my God, shoot me. And I think it's the greatest thing. I've never noticed this about him until we went to the AEW show. And they did it. And he's just like, looks away completely thinking, why the fuck are you just holding yourself there? Why are you doing this?
But that's what I'm saying. So, like, it can be anything. But instead of just attacking, you have to be willing to have the discussion.
Yeah.
You can say, I think it's shit. Okay. Well, that's your blanket statement.
Yeah.
Why do you think it's shit? If I ask you, you have to tell me. You can't say, oh, it's because of this counterculture and whatever. No, tell me, I don't think it's believable, and I don't think it's believable for this reason. Okay, well, this is where we've hit your limit. But if I bring up a counter-argument, I want a discussion. It's like what I said. Oh, it's not believable. Well, how come we can believe in demons and dead men, but we can't believe in women winning? And I don't think I've persuaded your opinion on this conversation. I know that we both believe differently. However, the thing that I want to know, this is my own vindication. This isn't an end of an argument or discussion. With my viewpoint on it's never been pigeonholed to be men, or if we open up the gates, you have to keep the gates open. Do you agree with that, or do you disagree?
I agree with the pigeonholed comment. I do with that.
Yeah.
I mean, you're never going to persuade me from thinking it's not believable, because, I mean, that's just how I feel, which...
That's where your limit is.
Everyone has their own cup of tea.
Yeah.
And I like Sami Callihan. And if he wants to do the job going out on his back, that's each is his own.
Yeah.
I don't discredit him saying, dude, you're taking the top heel and just basically shitting on his chest. I'm not saying that. The man kind of... He got kicked out of NXT. He was a shit gimmick there. The man blossoms into what he truly is on MLW and Impact, and you're just gonna basically just take it away from him from not even having it that long.
Well, that's not to say he doesn't get back, though.
That's to say if he even loses it, too.
That's true.
This could be a nostalgia thing to draw pay-per-view buys.
And then not do it.
And not do it, but you still got that viewership money. So...
Well, I mean, I think that's what happened on the last show, to be completely fair.
Bound for Glory?
Yeah. I think that's exactly what happened, because I think everybody thought Tessa was going to win the X Division title and use Option C. And how did that play out? She was on the ladder. She's about to do it. All OVE comes out to stop her. And you're like, wow, what foreshadowing. And then Ace Austin jumps and whacks her with that freaking stick and knocks her off the ladder. And then you're like, what? Because it was building to this. But guess what? You paid them to think that that was going to happen. They swerved you, and it was a good swerve, and yet we're still going to end up there.
Then they can still swerve this.
Yeah.
You never know till you watch Hard to Kill. You never know.
But that just means they're doing their job.
So until we see it, what actually happens...
We're not thinking of Hard to Kill right now in the same regards that we think to WWE pay-per-views. Survivor Series right now, where we're speculating... We don't normally do that with a WWE pay-per-view. We're just like, yeah, it's probably going to be this because of this. Yeah, it's probably going to be this because of this. But what I mean is like, okay, well, we know Brock is here and he's the Universal Champ and he's going against Rey Mysterio. Does he really have a chance? Was there stuff going on in Mysterio to hold the title? Probably not.
But here's the difference. Impact wrestlers, I'm not saying they're all built the same.
Mm-hmm.
But they all are around the relatively same size and make everything believable. Like, Rich Swann doing a Frankensteiner to Michael Elgin. Okay? Would anyone think that would happen? No.
Dragon Rana.
So, but I mean, that's what I like about Impact. They're diverse. There's not a main monster champion.
Right.
I mean, you had Brian Cage, who was champion, and everyone thinks, oh, he's kind of like the Brock Lesnar. But if you watch...
He doesn't wrestle like that.
He doesn't wrestle like that. And if you watch him at an indie show, he puts on phenomenal matches with other people.
Yep.
So, to end this argument, I mean, we still have not came to common grounds, but we have an understanding where each other comes from.
Right.
And I'm glad that we were kind of, like, not at each other's throats about it. We just kind of got each other's opinions.
I also think that it's good for anyone that would be listening that's on either side of the fence. That, you know, at the end of the day, even if you don't persuade someone, you can agree to disagree.
Yeah, you just don't need to be...
Without taking it as an attack.
Don't take it as a one-track mind and be like, well, this is what I believe in, so fuck everything you think. Because there's a lot of motherfuckers out there that... Okay, this is the point of the episode where if you are listening with kids, please put them to bed. And if you're in your car, please turn this down if you're in a traffic jam because no one wants to hear what's about to come out of my mouth.
Oh, wait, are we bleeding this into the second?
Yes.
Oh, shit, here we go.
I'm feeling good at this tonight.
Yeah, we're just crossing over to the second one. If you thought the temperatures were hot before, get ready for this.
So therefore...
Do you hear that?
What?
Pretty sure the tea's blowing.
Oh, yeah. It's going, my ears.
Teapot, here we go.
My fucking ears are on fire right now.
Let's go.
Okay, so therefore, back to my point. There's people out there that if you have an opinion and they don't agree with it, they like to open up your mouth and take a fucking shit in it. So therefore, what I got to say to you sons of bitches is go fuck yourself, because if it wasn't for us quotation marks, then therefore you wouldn't have a paycheck. You wouldn't draw a goddamn dime because you were a mark before you were a wrestler.
Okay. That's where I was getting ready to say to bring this to you, is because you were on a roll, but we didn't have the basis. So, where this is heading, part two of this now, where me and you were on the same fucking page, is...
My neighbors are going to hate me after this episode.
Is something that we're both sick of seeing, and now I know you've had an issue with it recently. Me, it's been hit and miss, but it's been for like years now. Between anywhere you look, whether it's Twitter, whether it's Facebook, any social media. Let me explain something very bluntly this way when it comes to the wrestling business. Yeah, the business. You hear that? You hear that, Mark?
I hear it, but we know nothing about it.
No. I'm about to tell you, because you're right. We know nothing about it. We do not watch
countless hours of wrestling.
That's right. We do not watch it. We do not listen. Shows. We do not listen. No. I'm not being hypothetical here. I'm being serious.
Oh, okay.
I'm being cynical. We have watched wrestling our whole lives. Does it make us marks by the definition? Yeah. Are we smart marks because we know insider shit or read dirt sheets or know about contract stuff, know about people's real lives, know about how they interact and whatever? Yeah, that's true.
But welcome to social media where wrestlers put it out there.
Exactly.
And ex-wrestlers who have podcasts that give you inside baseball facts.
Yes.
So before we go on... Hang on. I got to get this off my chest.
We got to explain what the argument is.
Okay, go
so
on.
So we've got this realm. But we're both equally as tired of hearing wrestlers who get mad at fans for being fucking fans or diminishing them as people because they don't think they know or have the insight on how the business works. Can I chain wrestle?
No.
But can I help understand the basis of building good repertoire in a company because I've watched fucking companies do it? At this point, as an adult, you know what? I can see when things are happening to know good business strategies. Could I have established a company that was before me? No, because I didn't know how that fucking ran then. Times have changed from how the good old days used to be on that, too. So, like, all that information is available. it's not blanketed like in behind the curtain like everyone thinks it is anymore. Anyways, go ahead.
Oh, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm letting you off the chain here while I wait to know when to interject. So
so for anybody out there that thinks this is towards them, it's fucking not. So before you get on your high horse and go on about your day thinking, oh, well, they're talking about me. No, we're fucking not. We're talking about every wrestler that's ever called anyone a mark that wasn't being a wrestler at the time. You were being a keyboard warrior about it. Not, oh, I'm at a show and I'm heckling. And you'd be like, well, you're just a mark. That's different because you're being a heel.
And it's also different if it's social media and someone's being disrespectful to... Yeah, no. Like, okay, so like Seth Rollins, when he responds to people, I'm not talking about the actual wrestling stuff because he's a douchebag about that and he needs to stay off Twitter for that reason. I'm saying if someone comes after him personally, and I mean that in regards to like his life, his...
By straight calling him Colby and... Just going
yeah,
at him.
Yeah, like that kind of shit. Yeah, you deserve to be quieted down because you think that you're too far into it.
Yeah.
But if you're saying...
You've overstepped from being a fan.
But if you're saying, Seth, you're being stupid on fucking Twitter, you need to calm that shit, then he has no reason to be like, shut up, Mark, you don't know the business. Exactly. I see what you're fucking doing.
Yeah.
I don't need to know the business to know that in this particular instance... You're being a douche, or if it's for someone who's an aged veteran who hasn't been in the ring, but you know because of their practices, they wouldn't be welcomed back to some rings. You have some ex-WWE guys who are like this. They'll fucking complain to you, or they'll berate you and belittle you on Twitter. But it's like, I get it if someone's like specifically going at you to like a full extent. But if it's because, oh, I know there because I worked there. Well, you don't fucking work there now, or you haven't worked there in decades, or so-and-so wouldn't hire you. So don't fucking tell me because you know about as much of it as I do at this point. Because it's changed or you've never been there. I'm glad that you've been behind curtains, but you haven't been behind that one and neither have I. So, yeah. Sorry.
And another thing is just like... You've been in the business 10 years, or 12 years, 15 years, whatever. Good job. I'm glad that you're doing what you love.
Yeah, and if you're making money off of it, that's great,
too. If I choose to be a 9-to-5 at a normal-ass job, that's my choice. Not saying I couldn't hack it in the ring. I've never even been in the ring, so I don't even know what my abilities would be. So, therefore, if you call me out and say, well, you can't even take a back bump, well, you don't know that, and I don't know that, because I've never did it.
Maybe they can't handle the fucking route, the schedule. The things that you have to deal with on a daily basis.
Exactly. So
maybe you don't have the mental capacity to understand how the fucking systems I work on are managed.
So if you choose to be a wrestler, good for you. You're giving us all fans. I say fans because I'm not a fucking tool bag. So therefore, you know, if you're an indie darling, good job. But if no one could pick your name out of a fucking lineup, who are you to fucking judge me? And I'm just saying that. And you can go on and have your little page and, you know, say, oh, here, I've did this, I've did that. Good job. Good fucking job. But if you go out of the state that you're in, that you perform the most, no one's going to know your goddamn name. And that's where I stand.
I'll put it to you this way, and it's to kind of throw, it's going to throw some shade on a friend of mine. I won't use their name, but...
Are we equal friends with this person?
I mean, I'm closer with them, but yes.
Okay.
So, they have worked in the business. I'm not going to say what all they've done.
Okay.
But they have worked in the business for almost 10 years, maybe 11, off and on, right?
Mm-hmm.
They've worked for different promotions. They've even helped a few promotions book shows, even recently. They have worked when it comes to sales. They've worked when it comes to merchandise sales.
So they've did every job behind the business.
They've been in ring for different reasons. basically every reason to be in ring. They've been in ring.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they've been all over. But I can tell you right now, they sometimes like to act like they're above it because, oh, well, I know how that works. Well, guess what? Have you actually been behind any one of these companies that have made it to TV? Have you made it to these places that have consistently been going? Or have you done mom and pop venues or pop-up shops, or it's lasted a year or it's lasted a couple years? That's a difference. You don't know how the business works if you've not worked for a business that's worked.
Mm-hmm.
You've been in places for a hot minute. You're the carny version of what you see on TV.
You're the state fair wrestler.
And that's... I'm not disrespecting that because there's a lot of people that have come from there. Hell, Impact TNA was started at Fairgrounds. But what I'm getting at is when they get that air of, well, you know, it's to work the marks or whatever. Shut the hell up. Because guess what? This is specifically for those who haven't been on these places, haven't been on these major brands, haven't won the major recognized accolades. Like, yeah. I don't take any respect away from you for your ability, okay?
Yeah.
That's not the case whatsoever. But if you aren't making it to the higher level, then I don't think you've got the platform to put me on a lower. Because I won't take away those accomplishments that aren't major accomplishments. Right?
Yeah.
But for places I don't recognize and don't know, then that just means who? Who is this person? Where is this from? Why should I know this? Am I supposed to know this? When these places show me why I'm supposed to know and supposed to care and see people transcend and become legends. I don't know. I don't know if I'm explaining that well enough, but yeah. Like, who's the bigger mark, if we're going to use the word? Am I the bigger mark for setting and watching wrestling since I've been 3 fucking years old, getting to the point where I understand how things work, understand how it's predetermined, understand how angles were done, get fed the inside baseball terms, as you put it, from podcasts, and become a student when it comes to knowledge? Or is the bigger mark the person who became a student and just stayed that? I've become a student to learn and know more because I enjoy it, while I've become bigger in the things that have helped make me in a career. But if you've just stayed the student to never grow, you know what I mean? The student in the field that you want to grow in and not grow in it, then who got sold a little harder? Was it me or was it you?
But see, here's the thing. These guys that do this stuff, that call fans marks, are the same guys that are bitching because Cornette is shitting on what they do and calling them marks and outlaws. And
right.
Me, I love my deathmatch wrestling. I love all them guys, you know, because they put on a hell of a performance. Some people don't like it. I enjoy the fuck out of
right.
it. So I respect what Bill from VOW does and how he books his stuff. And all the performers on there, you know, from G Raver to Dale Patrick's to all of them guys, respect every single bit of it. I'm not disrespecting the promoter for what he does. I don't have that kind of money. I don't have that kind of time to even put on a show. But I will disrespect people who are pieces of shit.
Yeah.
Entirely. So whatever you build on your own time, I'm not disrespecting, because you're taking a chance on something that you want to do.
Right.
And technically, I'm just going to say, I don't have the balls to do that because, one, I have a family that I have to support, and I can't live on a dream that doesn't bring me any profit right out the gate. So, not disrespecting the promoter, not disrespecting any of that. What I am disrespecting is some people that's going to call me a fucking mark.
And disrespect you.
Disrespect me for just me throwing out my opinion. So therefore, you can go fuck yourself. I'm never going to give you another goddamn dime to what you're doing.
And that's where the key of it all is. And it's where we got back to with some of the Cornette remarks after his resignation and stuff like that. And we resolved all this on the page, so just know if anyone from the page is listening to this, this really does not apply. This is literally me seeing huge examples of this. None of those were brought up on our page, but huge examples through Twitter and stuff to the responses on the NWA's tweet and stuff. I'm not watching because he was the thing I enjoyed, but like, screw this promotion and blah, 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 and just hating on it so much. Like, I get it. Okay. That's really what you liked. You liked Cornette, and Cornette's not there, and you're upset about it. That's fair. But, to be mad at the fans who were offended, at its core basis, it's a business that's run off of fan interaction, engagement, and funding. So they have to do what they need to do to keep the most eyes on the product. And in the world we live in, offending a type of people, like whether it's race, sex, religion, whatever, is not going to bring you more eyes on your product. So they had to do what they had to do. Mind you, even as it was explained, Cornette resigned.
He did the smart thing.
He wasn't fired.
No, he did the smart thing and got out.
Right.
Before he could be criticized.
It is not to say that he wouldn't have been fired. But there's that opportunity. But as I think you're about to hit it. Go ahead.
I respect Cornette for resigning because he is not bringing down shade on something that he actually really enjoys and something that everyone else could enjoy.
Cornette loves the NWA.
And he did the right thing.
So Cornette did the right thing because he sees it the way that I'm saying it. He wants it to be bigger. He wants it to get better. And if he's there and he knows that now this situation is only going to cast the shadow, put the bruise on it, he doesn't want to do that.
No. And you'll never hear me.
And guess what? You know why that is?
Why?
To kind of tie this all in? Because Cornette's a fucking mark.
Yep.
He's a fucking mark. But guess what? He's a fan. He's a mark. He's a historian. He loves the business. I know we're saying good things with all the criticism.
And we've never.
But Cornette has turned what he's done into money for him to a point where, guess what? Jim Cornette will be recognized in a legendary manner.
So, I mean, we've been at this podcast for a while.
Yeah.
I have one more thing to say, and then I'm done, and you'll never hear another word out of me on tonight's podcast. Are you ready? I forgive you for if you've called me a mark or an asshole or a cocksucker or anything else. I forgive you. But just know this. If I see your name on a card, if I see your name with a piece of merch, I'm not fucking going, and I'm not going to buy your goddamn merch. So therefore, I forgive you. But you can also, as in the words of Cornette, good night and go fuck yourself.
I thought that was a thank you, fuck you, bye. But all right, that's the end of it for you. I just think if you're in the business of being a wrestler, especially not up in the upper echelons of being a teacher of the game or on those higher platforms, and it's not just an elitist thing, I think it's kind of lowbrow even for them, but they have more experience and more worldly knowledge. It's just not a good idea to try to alienate and hurt your own fan potential fan base from shitty attitudes. But that's the case everywhere. But this was in this specific example. But, well, the Birdman is already thank you, fucked you, bye, and tuned out. I am going to go ahead and get ready to call this. This has been a very heated podcast for all types of reasons. Kind of got this vent session out. Maybe you'll agree. Maybe you won't agree. You can let us know, as always, on the Facebook page, on our Twitter, our Instagram. Give us a like on the Facebook page. Join the Facebook group and talk about this. Hell, we're even on anchor.fm, so you can even record. If you have the app, you can record your own thoughts on it. Send it to us. We'll put it on the episode. Fine by us. But we appreciate your time. We appreciate you listening.
Oh, I have one more thing to say.
I thought that was your last words.
Oh, no, I'm pulling out of retirement like everybody else does.
Go ahead.
Later, Marks.
Thanks for running with us, guys.